And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of May, 2011. It's the birthday of Henri Rousseau, born in Laval, France, 1844. He was a tax collector, did not start painting until he was in his early 40s, retired at the age of 49 so that he could paint full-time. Rousseau, famous for painting primitive style jungle scenes. He was ridiculed in his lifetime, although many other painters admired him, including Picasso, who in the fall of 1908 was walking down the street in Montmartre when he noticed a portrait of a woman among a stack of canvases for sale outside a junk shop. The proprietor told Picasso that you could paint over that canvas and reuse it, but Picasso knew the work was a Rousseau, and he bought it. 1881, on this day, Clara Barton founded the American Red Cross. She was a shy young woman with a stutter. She began teaching, 1839, age of 18, overcame her shyness. And early on, Clara Barton said, "I may sometimes be willing to teach for nothing, but if paid at all, I shall never do a man's work for less than a man's pay." Took a job in 1854 at the U.S. Patent Office in Washington, worked hard, and indeed, within a year, was making a salary equal to that of the men in the office. By 1861, war was breaking out, and when the Battle of Bull Run took place, not so far from Washington, a major defeat for the Union, Clara Barton read reports of the battle and realized that the Army had not seriously considered or provided for wounded soldiers, so she began to ride along in ambulances. And afterward, after the war, traveling to Geneva, she learned about the International Red Cross and founded the American Red Cross on this day in 1881. It's the birthday of Alexander Pope, London, 1688, who wrote the lines, "Sir, I admit your general rule that every poet is a fool, but you yourself may serve to show it that every fool is not a poet." And it's the birthday of Al Franken, the humorist and U.S. senator, born in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, 1951, went off to Harvard, moved to Los Angeles, where he lived, as he said, a life of near-total failure on the fringes of show business, but was hired as a writer for the first five seasons of Saturday Night Live. Came back to the program in the 80s, occasionally appeared as a performer, including the self-help guru Stuart Smalley, who hosted a fictional program called Daily Affirmations. In the 90s, Al Franken switched his attention to politics, wrote five books. In 2008, was narrowly elected to the U.S. Senate from Minnesota. Here's a poem for today by David Curdian entitled Going. Unloading boxcars on Erie Street for quick money, taking anything that came along, always on the run, which was anywhere, and going because I never stood still, and sold siding, shoes, awnings, pots and pans, you name it, whatever came around the block. I jumped and rode it until I got bucked or bored, waiting for that one train, the great chance to ride the rattling rails down that U.S. track on the boxcar that held my name. Or anyhow, that's what I thought I was waiting on, until it came, and I went. Going, by David Curdian, from Nearer the Heart, published by Tateron Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by LendingTree, providing up to four loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.